Welcome back to Flashpoint's weekly election protection bulletin, the best democracy money can buy, with investigative reporter and best-selling author Greg Palast. I'm Dennis Bernstein. Today on the cast, we'll delve into the hysteria machine with Greg Palast, and we'll hear from Voto Latino's Rosario Dawson.
The voter registration fraud.
It's growing over voter fraud.
Voter fraud. Fraud.
Voter fraud.
Voter fraud.
Vote fraud.
Voter fraud.
Voter fraud. You just heard it from the foxhole. That was Bill O'Reilly and the other foxes telling you about the massive amount of voter fraud in America. And this is Greg Palast having to listen to all this junk from not only from Fox, though, it's coming from the mainstream, too. That is, and why all these cries of voter fraud? Here's the story, Dennis. There's about six people a year in a major year who are arrested in the United States for committing voter fraud. So why do we have all this hysteria about people voting fraudulently? I call it the hysteria machine. And the purpose of it was laid out by Rosario Dawson. By the way, Rosario Dawson, yes, that's the same actress you saw in Sin City. She's also the voice of Voto Latino. So she tells us why they're hysterical about voter fraud.
They're trying to manipulate the vote is outrageous. And just all it is fear-mongering so that people can put in ridiculous legislations that actually suppress people from voting.
And what we talked about, Rosario and I, is that the hysteria machine is used again to suppress the vote. How do they do this? By saying that they're fraudulent voters, you can come up with ways to eliminate those fraudulent voters. If someone is impersonating a dead person, or if a dead person walks into the voting booth, how do you stop the zombies from voting? You require photo ID. Last week we talked about in Kansas and Alabama and Georgia, they're now requiring you to prove your citizenship, which it ain't so easy. Your driver's license, social security cards, they don't work. Very difficult. What is the purpose? Do they have non-citizens voting? In Florida, there were 181,000 people accused of being illegal alien voters, and only one was arrested, a Republican from Austria. So it's not a crime that happened, but it is a very good crime that you can accuse people of without any evidence, without even arresting anyone, but take away their vote. This is what Rosario was telling me.
This is the way that you go back and kind of solve things. It's sort of like this pre-crime thing. Like, so you haven't even done the crime, but we're going to anticipate it, and we're going to penalize you for it. We're actually going to judge you already and take you off the roster. Like, this is an interesting thing that somehow this idea that I grew up with, that like innocent until proven guilty, has no longer applies. Now you are guilty until you prove yourself to be innocent.
So, for example, in Florida, 181,000 people, almost all of them with Hispanic last names, were sent letters by the Republican administration headed by Rick Scott. Appear in court, I kid you not, you have to appear in court and prove that you are a citizen before you can vote. And how did they get these names? They said, well, they had deported someone with the last name Hernandez. And I'm not making this up. So everyone named Hernandez in Florida has to prove that they are a citizen. Whereas people with the last name, for example, of Koch don't have to prove that they are citizens. So what Rosario is talking about is that you're, in effect, being accused of committing a crime, a felony crime of voting illegally, without any evidence at all.
Well, Greg, I think you need to put this in a bit of a national context. Is this a program, a methodical program? Is this a pattern and practice that's being instituted now? Is this new?
It's not new, but it's accelerating. Used to be that you would use the Ku Klux Klan used to scare away voters of color, you know, wearing white sheets. Now they use spreadsheets. So, for example, in Florida, Kansas, Alabama, and other states, they're accusing illegal aliens of voting. We've talked previously about how in the state of Kansas, they're running a program for 30 Republican-controlled states called CrossCheck, where they are accusing people of voting twice. Now, they've arrested 2 people, and they've accused, ready, 7.2 million people of voting twice, overwhelmingly voters of color. So this is, you're
and when you say
on a mass
accused,
basis in swing
how
states.
What do you mean accused? How do they accuse somebody?
Very good. They simply run names through computers. So, for example, way back in 2000, I uncovered that Catherine Harris had a list of 56,000, later turned out to be 92,000 names of voters who supposedly had committed felony crimes, were convicted in Florida, and therefore could not vote, but they criminally re-registered, which would, by the way, send them back to jail. And so she removed those people, almost all of them African-Americans, that were removed from the voter rolls in 2000. That elected George Bush as president. Now, so what they did was they just used a computer, knocked off these voters from the voter roll. And in most cases, they didn't even notify them. By the way, you're being knocked off from the voter rolls. One young man, Willie Steen, he was a Gulf War veteran, comes back from the war, takes his little 5-year-old kid to the voting station to show him what Martin Luther King has done for African Americans. Now we can vote. And they say, you can't vote. You're a felon.